بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حاميم تنزيل من الرحمن الرحيم. The previous surah was Surah Mu'minun, in which the great qudrat of Allah, the great signs of Allah, which are also the great favors of Allah Ta'ala upon us, were mentioned. In this surah now, the qualities of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the proof that he is the Rasul and Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, and coupled with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's mission, is the Quran Sharif. So the truthfulness of the Quran Sharif is also mentioned in the surah. With regard to the surah, it is narrated that the mushriks of Makkah became very concerned at the spreading of the deen of Islam, and they had a very special meeting in which they discussed various points, that this man Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come and caused division in our families, and we fear the time that our own people will take up swords against our own people. They will start fighting one another. And also that he talks bad about our idols, that they can't do anything, that they are useless, etc. For that they decided that they send a person to speak to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam about this. They chose Rabi ibn Utba, who was the most literate, most intelligent person, and a person who had a very, very good tongue on knowing how to speak, to go and speak to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the first questions he put, who is more better? Are you more better or Abdullah, your father? Who is more better, you or Abdul Muttalib? And in this, then when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept quiet, he says, if your father was more better than you, Abdul Muttalib was more better, then why don't you follow their religion, and why do you speak bad of the gods which they used to worship? And if you feel you are better, then say so, that you are better. And this is a difficult thing for a person to say, I am better than so and so. Anyway, then he carried on, you have caused division in our community, you speak bad about our idols. He gave one long bayan. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam just kept quiet and listened. And then when he finished, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, are you finished now? He said, yes, I'm finished. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam read him Surah Hamim Sajda, the surah that we are going to start, until Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the point that فَانْذَرْتُكُمْ سَائِقَةً مِثْلَ سَائِقَةِ عَادٍ وَثَمُودَ. I warn you of such a great calamity and such a great lightning and such a great thunder as that which came to the people of Ad and Thamud. In one narration it comes, he said, bas, this is enough for me. In another narration he put his hand on the mouth of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, this is enough for me. And then he said, when he went back to the Quraysh told him, we see that when you went for us, you went in a different way, you have come back in a different way. And now his whole attitude had changed also. So we should also see whether the surah changes our attitude also, and our hearts soften up. And the Quraysh also told him, you are the most intelligent from amongst us, the most literate, and you have changed like this. How could you have changed like this? So there are great lessons for us to learn in the surah. Allah Ta'ala says, Hameem, the meaning of which is only known to Allah, Tanzeelum minar Rahmanir Rahim, Utara wahe bare meherban, Rahim wale ki taraf se. It has been revealed, this Quran Sharif, from him who is most merciful, who is most kind. Utba also said, though I'm so literate, I know so much of literature and so much of philosophy which is interwoven with literature, but this type of words I've never heard. These are not the words of a magician. These are not the words of a poet. These are not the words of some worldly person. These words are just completely, totally different. Kitabun fussilat ayatuhu. Ek kitab hai ke judi judi ki hai. This is a kitab that has separated all its subject matter and divided it very beautifully and separated all the subject matter. Quranan Arabiya. uski ayat Quran arbi zuban ka, the ayats of the Quran Sharif in Arabic, the Arabic language, which was the language of the Quraysh, and it was revealed primarily in the language of the Quraysh, and they understood it fully. لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ زُبَان ka ek samaj wale logo ko, and it has been revealed for those people who have understanding. Abu Jahl was known before that as Abu al-Hikam, man of wisdom, that they have great intelligence and understanding. But as various places Allah explained, how sad they could not understand the Quran. Everything else they could understand, but the Quran, which was in their language and it was sent primarily directly to them, they did not understand. And with regard to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bashiran wa nadhira, sunane wala khush khabri or dar, and Allah's Rasul has come to give you glad tidings. For those who respond to his call and believe, great glad tidings of this dunya also. And the Quraysh were very covetous of this, that their name, they were very worried of their name, that now dissension has come in our people because of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with a message which, if they believed and he offered it to them, you will be the leaders of all the Arabs. All the Arabs will submit to you. Such a message and such a deen he had brought to them. وَنَذِيرًا, and he is a warner also for those who disbelieve and do not respond accordingly. A great warning is sounded for those people. فَأَعْرَضَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. پر دھیان میں لائے وہ بہت لوگ سو وہ نہیں سنتے. But many of them just turned their faces away. They paid no attention. They showed great indifference. In fact, great enmity and great hate for this kalam. And they acted as though they did not even hear this message. They did not show any inclination, and they carried on as though they show that they have not even heard this message. And further, they explained clearly, and they said, وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا فِي أَكِنَّا مِمَّا تَدْعُونَا إِلَيْهِ, اور کہتے ہیں کہ ہماری دل غلاف میں ہے اس بات سے جس کی طرف تو ہم کو بلاتا ہے. They said that our hearts are in a cloth covered up from that talk which you are calling us to. This ayat is, similar ayat has come in different places, and what it means, like when you wrap up something, a parcel, you close it so that now nobody can see what is inside. Or you put something into a tin and you seal the tin. Now nothing can go inside. So they said our hearts are wrapped in this way and nothing can go, our hearts are sealed. So no matter what you tell us, it's going to have no effect on us. Not only that, وَفِي آذَانِنَا وَقْرٌ, اور ہمارے کانوں میں بوجھ ہے, and we have plugged our ears, we have got a cotton wool or anything else, wax, we have filled our ears with wax, so we cannot hear anything what you are saying. And not only that, وَمِن بَيْنِنَا وَبَيْنِكَ حِجَاب, اور ہمارے اور تیرے بیچ میں پردہ ہے, and there is a veil between us and you, we don't see you, we don't hear you, we have nothing to do with you. In other words, we have sealed ourselves off from you. So in that case, how can the words of Allah have any effect on a person who is now himself, he doesn't want to hear at all, he's not prepared to listen. فَعْمَلْ إِنَّنَا عَامِلُونَ, so tu apna kaam kar, hum apna kaam kar. So you carry on doing your work. Your work is to do tabligh, to convey the message. You do it, but we are not going to be listening in any way. Our hearts are sealed, our ears are sealed, and we don't see you, we don't recognize you, we don't acknowledge you. So you carry on doing what you want to. We're going to carry on with our idol worship. We're not going to listen to you in any way. Allah Ta'ala commanded Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in response to say, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ, to keh, may be aadmi ho jaise tum, I'm also a human being like you. But in as far as being human beings, we are no difference, and I don't have the power to convince you. I can bring the message to you, I can take a horse to the water, but I can't make it drink. Now it's up to you. I've done my utmost and fullest to explain explain to you. But the difference between me and you is yuha ilayya. Hukam atahi mujhko. Allah's revelation comes to me, which makes me a Rasul of Allah and a Nabi. And in that, though I am a human being, but there is a world of difference between me and you, that Allah chose me to be His Rasul. Annama ilahukum ilahu wahid. And what I can tell you, the basis of everything is ke tum par bandagi ek hakim ki hai, that you have to worship, submit and turn to that one great Lord who is the one and only. There is nobody besides Him. Fastaqimu ilay, so seedhe raho usi ki taraf, and remain steadfast towards Allah. We remain steadfast on tawheed and all the demands of deen, all the actions of deen. Wastaghfiru, or usi se guna bakhshwao, and you are humans, you are well falter, seek forgiveness from Him for all times. Wawailul lil mushrikeen, or kharabi hai shirik karne walo ko, and there is great destruction and harm for those people who associate partners with Allah. Those who don't believe in him at all, kafirs, and mushriks who associate partners, there is great destruction. So in this way, Allah had revealed this ayats of the Quran, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read them to Utba ibn Rabi and to the Arabs, and made and informed them of this great message which Allah has revealed for the guidance of mankind.